Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. The mighty things you do, I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call life desires to live for.
Good morning and welcome to Josie's Inspiration. This is Josie and today is June the 29th, 2020. We're winding down in the month of June, but we're revving up for summer. Sort of, I have to say, because we're still in the midst of so much chaos and turmoil in our lives due to COVID-19, due to the riots, due to all the atrocities that are happening to us individually, community-wide, and worldwide. And this morning, as I get ready for this show, I always wanted to look for scripture to guide me and direct me. And while I had something pulled out already, I was sitting at my desk, and in front of me is a book that I had and I read during my cancer treatments by an author, Harold S. Kushner. He's also the author of a book that I read over and over again, which that book is called When Bad Things Happen to Good People. And the book that I'm looking at now, which is so appropriate for right now, The Lord is My Shepherd, Healing Wisdom of the 23rd Psalm. And I thought about, you know, how well I grew up knowing the words to the 23rd Psalm and being able to recite it in Sunday school and having it as a part of my core. And so I wanted to read the full 23rd Psalms, and then I wanted to go to one particular verse before I start talking about A to Z essential oils for cancer care. So, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father God, these words bring comfort to me today. As I think about all the things that are going on around me, around this world, think about my journey that you brought me through with cancer. 3 times cancer, 1 time brain tumor, and I'm here to give testimony to my ability to stand strong through those tests. Stand strong, not because I was strong, but because through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are always with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And today, dear Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart bring comfort to someone who is listening or on replay. But Lord, let these words represent what you have shown me and taught me. In the name of your precious Son, Jesus, I thank you. Amen. And so in verse 4 of that psalm, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So one of the things that as I look at Harold Kushner's book, The Lord is My Shepherd, and looking at specifically, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, he writes, when he came to believe that God did not control genetics or laws of nature, that fire burns and bullets harm good people and bad people alike, that God may have cared about what kind of people we are, we have to understand in the midst of all of our frustrations that thou art with me. When bad things happen to you, the challenge is not to explain them, to justify them, or even to accept them. The challenge is to survive them and to go on living. And the key to surviving misfortune is the realization that when bad things happen, God is on our side. The illness, the accident are not God's will. When we choose to affirm life in the face of loss, to affirm goodness in the face of evil, we are on God's side. He is with us, and we are with him. And the future does not frighten us. And those words are very comforting because, you know, when I always think back to my days and journeying through cancer and, you know, being in a place of uncertainty and loss of control. And that's a big thing for us as individuals is we like to have control. We want controls over our situation. We want controls over our life. We want control over those people that are around us. We want control over our government, over our world, over everything. And we cannot be in control of everything. So in cancer, that is the greatest moment for me of realization and relinquishing my desire to be in control. So today, as I talk about A to Z essential oils for cancer care, just remember, this is my opinion. I am not a healthcare professional. I'm not an MD. I'm not a PhD. I'm not any kind of doctor. I am passionate about essential oils because I found the benefits of how they have helped me through my journey. As I talk today, I'm going to combine two alphabets as I'm winding through my A to Z. I'm going to talk about U and V together because they are closely related, and that's urinary tract infections and vaginal issues. And these might sound like women's issues, but, you know, some of these things can happen to men as well. So what is a urinary tract infection? It's an infection in any part of the urinary system, the kidneys, the ureters, the bladder, and the urethra. And a lot of infections involve lower urinary tract, the bladder, and the urethra. And, of course, women are at a greater risk of developing UTIs than men, but the infection is painful and annoying no matter what. And for cancer patients, the problem can derive from challenges in hormonal The problem can derive from changes in hormone levels caused by chemotherapy because that treatment can cause vaginal atrophy, loss of estrogen, and UTI symptoms like frequent and urgent need to urinate, having irritation when we eat spicy foods, have caffeine, carbonated beverages, acid foods. So we have to be mindful during cancer treatments of the things that can happen. Chemotherapy can cause a sudden loss of the estrogen production in the ovaries. And in my own personal experience, it led me to symptoms of early menopause, which were attributed by thinning of the vagina or vaginal atrophy and vaginal dryness, which caused very much pain. It also can damage the tissues in the body. It can damage and cause sores and increase the risk of infection, also causing fatigue and increased bleeding. Additionally, radiation therapy can cause damage to the ovaries, and that damage, whether it's permanent or short-term, depends on the strength of the radiation treatment. Damaged ovaries don't produce estrogen. It causes menopause and related symptoms. Now, I can remember clearly, and this, you know, is a woman topic, but my husband had to endure this with me because I remember 1 month having my menstrual cycle pretty normal, and the next month, nothing, and the next month, nothing, and the next month, nothing. And the next month, nothing. And so I went to my doctor because I was in chemo, I'd had radiation, and I didn't know what was happening to my body. I knew my body was going through a lot of changes, my moods, my emotions, my skin, everything that I've talked about on these calls, I was experiencing. But to have suddenly that part of me, which defines me as a woman, my menstrual cycle stop abruptly. I sought out my doctor's advice, and they had more questions than I did. They were like, are you in menopause? And I'm like, I don't know. What is menopause? How do I know if I'm in menopause? And they like, well, we can give you something to make it start again. And I'm like, I'm not disappointed it's gone. I just want to know, why did it stop? Is it the chemo? Is it the radiation? But they had no answers. And so after me doing some natural things to do some cleanses, I have a flush in my body that released a lot of the toxins. And from that day forward, I never had another menstrual cycle. Never had any menopausal symptoms that I hear women talk about, like hot flashes. Mood swings, yes, but, you know, mood swings, I think, is normal for everyone because your hormonal imbalances can cause you to have mood swings. But given the fact that chemotherapy can affect the estrogen production in the ovary and can cause hormonal changes in the body, I'm sure that was an added effect for me to go through what was considered then early menopause. So having chemo, having radiation affects women and men, issues of urinary tract infection and issues of vaginal concern. We know that those issues as cancer patients can vary. And we know, well, I know that there was something called neutropenia, which has an effect on the body because it is when the white blood cells become abnormally low. And it's those white blood cells are the body's main defense system against infection. And neutropenia is a side effect of chemotherapy and increases our risk for infections. And sometimes just knowing the cycles of what our body is going through as cancer patients can be helpful. So, for example, when I had a treatment, I could know that 7 to 12 days after each chemotherapy dose that I was going to have a drop in my white blood cells. Now, also, I was on steroids, which made me feel like the Incredible Hulk. I could feel my muscles bulking up and hurting. After those 7 to 12 days, the body is also vulnerable to getting infection. But then we're right back into that period where we are getting more chemotherapy sometimes. Your blood count decreases 7 to 12 days after chemo. You're then at high risk of infection for 5 to 7 days. And then there's a short period of time that is considered the recovery period. So what's one to do during this time? Well, some of these essential oils I did not know about specifically then, but they're very important to me now in making sure that I keep my body healthy and that I do things to make sure that I am not going through the cancer challenges again, but also making sure that I can help others who may be experiencing some of the challenges that they are going to go through as a result of chemotherapy and radiation. So oils that are really good for urinary tract infections. This first oil is such a powerful oil because for women, it is a great hormonal balancer, and that's bergamot. And bergamot is an amazing oil. It is considered one of the greatest oils for emotional support. In fact, Earl Grey tea is a bergamot tea. It is very beneficial for emotional support, for issues of anxiety, depression, PMS, female and male mental-related disorders or related needs. But one of the things that I like about bergamot is its ability to help with those types of urinary issues. in all cases, as I'm talking to you about the essential oils, I'm giving you my my information based on my personal experiences with using the oils, but it's not to take away from your doctor or to have you do anything against your doctor or to make this a substitute for what your doctors say. So with bergamot, it can be very beneficial in helping you. We always encourage you to put oils on the bottom of your feet. Those are the reflexology areas of your body, so that the bottoms of your feet have the largest pores into your body. And so by putting the oils on the bottom of your feet, it's going to get into the body sufficiently. Because I said bergamot is an Earl Grey tea, Earl Grey tea is a great source to drink to help with that support of the urinary tract, because it's going to help release some of the toxins out of the body. Bergamot relieves inflammation. It can assist in fighting germs and infection. It can inhibit and destroy viruses. It can relieve intestinal gas pain. And it can increase urine production and rid the body of excess fluid. Those are some of the properties that bergamot has. And it helps with the body systems, the nervous system, the respiratory, the endocrine system, the lymphatic, and the circulatory system. The second oil is fennel. And you might think, oh, well, that's a spice. That's an herb that I use in cooking. And absolutely, it is. But fennel is very beneficial for settling the stomach, for cleansing the pancreas, balancing blood sugar levels, and it's used also to help balance hormones in older adults. It's used as a way to help with parasites, and I love fennel in my seasoning. So one of the ways that you can get it is in your seasoning. You can buy fresh fennel, add it to your recipes. It, too, is a diuretic and can increase urine production and rid the body of excess fluids. It also helps promote releasing flatulence or gas, and it helps to boost the circulatory system. It aids in waste management for the lymphatic system and is a decongestant for the lymph system. And for me, having had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, I'm always looking for ways to keep my lymph system active. The lymph system is a powerful tool, and it's there to help get the toxins out of the body. But unlike blood, it does not flow on its own. So I like to get lymphatic massages to stimulate my lymph nodes. I also like to do dry brushing with my essential oils, which is taking a natural bristle brush with essential oils in my hand and putting it, rubbing the back brush into my hand, and then doing a dry brush to get the lymph system moving. And I start at the feet and I stroke up. I stroke up my legs, around my abdomen, from the palms of my hand into my underarms, because the lymph system runs throughout the whole body. And so it's important for me particularly to help move that lymph fluid through and out of my body. The third oil is tea tree. Now, I talk about tea tree all the time because, you know, it's a go-to oil for me. It's one that I use almost. So tea tree is, as I've talked about before, considered the medicine chest in a bottle. And it's a very powerful immune stimulant, and it can be effective in defending against infections such as bacterial, viral, and fungal. And I like tea tree because it's very gentle. So I can mix some tea tree, as I can with these other oils, in a carrier oil like my kukui or my apricot or one of my other carrier oils. And a carrier oil is what you add essential oils to help dilute it so that you can apply it topically to the body. And so I like to add it to those things. I also like to add it to bath salts as a soak to soak my body and allow my body to get the full benefits of the oils. And the last oil I'm going to talk about is a blend. And always, again, the oils that I talk about are specifically from the company Youngevity International. my website, Josie, josiehopkins.youngevity.com. I like to make blends specifically for people around their health concerns. But this fourth oil, Y23, is an immune oil. Y23 immune helps our immune system. It helps the body begin to get out those invaders in the respiratory system. It can filter the air. In the lymphatic system, it can kill unwanted intruders. And the oils in this blend are known to help relax, soothe tired, sore muscles. And in this blend, it has sweet birch, which is great for bones. It has cajeput, which is used to help with concentration, cedar leaf, copaiba, corn mint, eucalyptus globulus, ginger, white grapefruit, French lavender vera, lime, meadow foam, nutmeg, oregano, orange, peppermint, rosemary, scotch pine, spearmint, tangerine, and pine needle. Now, that's a lot of oils, but it's all in a blend. And that one blend works on the body systems, the immune, the respiratory, the muscular, the skin, and the circulatory. So this information, I pray, is beneficial. And I also pray that as you go through any challenges, as you navigate your way through the challenging times that we're in right now in our world, just remember always that you don't go alone, that you should fear no evil because God is always with us, that we should know that his hand guides us when things become challenging. Take time, be still, pray, and then listen. Be blessed. We will be down for our fourth celebration, commemoration, and a time of prayer. Pray for our country this 4th of July. We just had Juneteenth, which we know is something that we, particularly as African Americans, celebrate because we did not become free on the 4th of July. It took some time for the word to get to all of those enslaved people. But nonetheless, this 4th of July, celebrate your independence. Have a mind for God, a mind for freedom, and do well and just in the world. Be blessed and thank you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Believe it, but it ain't easy. 'Cause that world I painted, Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me again on Rev. Lydia Speaks on the Josie's Inspiration Network and the Finding My Way Network. Today, I want to get into something that people are seemingly thinking more about. Everywhere you look today, there's someone talking about making a shift, a change, working more toward expanding their spiritual walk. I call it expanding your heart space, because your heart is the center of your spiritual life. And there are a couple of ways to do this. Well, there are many ways to do this. But have you ever heard the saying that charity begins at home? And it means simply start with yourself and your own surroundings. Now, what good does it do to sit for hours reading and studying only to lose it with those around you for some trivial thing? Now, it's easy to remain spiritual when you're alone or some serene setting. But how do you accomplish this in your workaday life? If you look at the word home in that whole equation, in that saying, I think it's about what it conjures up for you. For me, home means my bubble of comfort and safety, my somewhere to go when nothing else is making sense. It's my beginning point, a place to refresh at the end of a hectic day. And if you look at it that way, you've just described your heart. Because physically speaking, your heart is the pump that keeps everything going. And no surprise that it's in the center of your chest, housed and protected by the ribs. Now, spiritually speaking, it's protected by your thoughts. The Bible says to guard your heart, for out of its depths comes things that your mouth speaks. Now, how do you do that? By watching what you think, how often you think it, and how long you hold the thought. It's with the intensity of thought that emotions around the thought develop. If it's a positive thought, say something you desire to have happen in the future, that causes a great deal of expectation. You may even feel the joy of that it brings to have that acquired expectation. That causes your heart to expand in the direction of peace and even love. And if you go further still in your daydream, you can even start to feel you already have it. Now, life at this point, at this very moment, is just great. It draws to you all the synchronicities that are conducive to you quickly manifesting your good. Life feels full and wonderful. Now, don't get too excited, because there is a caveat to all of this. One is, how long can you hold that feeling? Because the vibrations of the outer perimeter, what I'm talking about is the world around you, will interject with thoughts of what we call fact or reality. Thoughts become beliefs. Beliefs are the continuation of a thought. Now, be it positive or negative. So, what are you holding on to? Just as a positive thought can expand your heart, a negative thought that comes with it can quickly shut down the joy. And that's because, as much as we'd like to think that you're a positive person, the truth, if you want to call it that, is you've heard the negative thought masquerading as reality so much more often. And so you tend to think of it as the absolute. Now, let's take something that's easy to understand. Let's take, you want a new car. You can afford the car, but the thought hits you, okay, I don't want a car payment because things happen. What happens if I lose my job? What if I get sick? What about, what if, what about, what if, and so on and so on. Now, those thoughts are legal because all of that stuff could happen. But the worry about it constantly assures that something will happen. So if a constant thought becomes a belief from which you live, Wouldn't it be better to think of yourself this way? Driving your brand new car to your career that you love. And you can pay for that car effortlessly and take care of it in all the ways that a car needs to be taken care of easily. See, that's how it works. In a nutshell, you just have to be so aligned with your desire that your vibration and its vibration become one. Number one, to do that, you have to believe that you are worthy of having whatever it is that you want. Because sometimes that's the problem. Once the negative thought comes in, it takes away all the joy of thinking you could have it, because this reality, not your reality, but this reality will tell you things like, well, you can't really afford that. You don't have the right to drive something like that. What makes you think you can own your own business? What makes you think you can write that book? And to counteract that, you have to believe you're worthy. Now, that's easy, because God deemed you worthy when Jesus covered you by being the living sacrifice. Now, the second thing you need to do is decide to walk, talk, and live from that knowledge. Now, understand me when I say that anything else, any other voice on the matter of worth and acceptance, doesn't stand a chance when you decide to stand firm in the truth of who you are. Asking in expectation and the assured awareness that God has the means to give and the desire to support you in whatever circumstances and whatever it is that you want. But you have to know for sure what you want to see it manifest. Because asking with even the slightest thought of, well, it probably won't work for me, it never has before, tosses you out of alignment with your desire. You have to be aligned with your source, the thoughts of God. It's like you're a lamp, brand new lamp with a brand new bulb, but it's not plugged in. You get no light from it. When you plug in your thoughts and you're turned on and tuned in, you become lighted to your full capacity. Notice I said your full capacity. Not anything anyone else has as an idea of what you're supposed to receive. And when you realize that, that shift to opening up your heart to receive your desire comes when you know your own heart. As I said in the beginning, your center is your heart. Your heart is your home. And how you keep it safe from the bombarding demands of others? By watching your thought patterns and cleansing them frequently and training your thoughts to travel in the same direction of your desire. Now, training your thoughts isn't easy. It's far more comfortable to have that false reality of not deserving any better to fall back on. That's why it said we must study to show ourselves approved, not to God. He already gave you the green light. He already approves of you. But constantly keep in your mind how much you mean to him, how much he wants you to prosper in all ways, to come into the awareness that you were created as an extension of God, to show love, be love, give love, to walk blessed, talk blessed, and be blessed, so that others can look to you and see how very possible change can be, and just how wonderful it is to live from that ever-expanding, ever-giving place of purpose. Your body may be a temple, but your heart is the home of the Holy Spirit. It's where your strength and your power dwell when you accept the fact that you were made to succeed in every way, not just spiritually, but physically, because the God you represent has no flaws or weakness. Mentally, because the God you represent is focused and clear about what he wants for his creation. Emotionally, because the God you represent loves unconditionally without wavering. And financially, because the God you represent also knows what it takes to live in this world. And with all of that, When you live from an expanded heart, you'll then know enough to ask for wisdom on how to share all of this so that you can dwell in that unified field of awareness. And that's the only way to stay focused. We all need someone to pull us back on course when we need it, and we need it quite frequently. We all need someone to pour into us when we've given so much and they want us to stay on track. And for that, we should be grateful, because no matter who you are, there will be a time when it's easier to just curl up in a fetal position and stop trying. So if you haven't shared when you were full and helped others to also fill their cups, you have nowhere to turn. So choose to build up others and grow together and grow your tribe of honest love and relationships. Sit often in complete silence and surround yourself in light. See yourself from the eyes of an observer. Just notice how you look when you're at peace. Just notice yourself. Now notice the change in yourself. You're positive, even as you interject the notes on how much you are loved. Respect yourself. Say things like, I'm whole, perfect and complete, made in God's image. I expect and accept the best. I am worthy of all the blessing God has for me because he delights in giving me, because of our communion of love and trust. We are one. Think about that. Being one with all that is, it's just another way of reminding yourself that you lack nothing. And move your awareness to that place where everything is already set up for you. And dwell in that space. That space, that peace that passes all understanding. Now you can live from an expanded heart space. And when your heart space expands that much, it overflows with goodness. It overflows with anticipation. It overflows with the fact that everything you want is yours. And you can have it now. I often say, the things that I always ask for, I get, but sometimes I'm not sure that I've gotten them because they come so effortlessly. It's like, and it might not come exactly at that time, but they always come exactly when they're needed. Most of my desires involve other people's being happy. And I realized something. I was negating myself, but I didn't think I was, because my happiness comes from seeing those I love be happy and healthy and whole and complete. But I was negating myself. And I was pouring so much into those daydreams and into those desires. I was feeling good about it. But then a voice came to me, what do you want? What do you want? And do you know the scary part? Other than what I wanted in the way of good for someone else, I had no idea what I wanted for me. I have creature comforts, so the only thing I could ask for was even a closer walk with God and the wisdom to do with what he gave me that would help others even more. That's my desire, to live even closer to the divine presence, to know for sure that when I'm looking at something as simple as a rose, how complex that rose is, and how beautiful it is, and how much detail that the Creator put into it. And he put even more than that into creating me. That's a thought that can bring you to tears. You're so worthy. That expands your heart. That enlarges your territory. Because the more he gives, the more you can give. And the more you give, the more he fills. And the more he fills, the more you give. And it's a circle of love and light. And everybody knows that a circle cannot be broken. And within a circle of light and love, all is whole, perfect, and complete. So I want to leave you with this. If you are able, take a deep breath. Now exhale. Take another deep breath, but this time I want you to hold it for just a moment. Now exhale. And from now on, as you breathe, see yourself surrounded by healing, positive light. And every time you inhale that positivity and that light and that love and that togetherness. And every time you exhale anything that is derogatory and negative and hurtful. So keep breathing until that light and that love fills every crevice of your body. God wants to heal you wherever you hurt, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, or financially. Allow him to do that. Inhale, exhale, until you feel yourself being lifted into a bubble of glowing light, the light and the love of God, and it surrounds you and it permeates you and it lifts you out of whatever funk you're in. Know that you come to this place, feel the support, feel the lightness of being, and it feels so good to be this free, to have somebody you don't even have to talk to. You don't have to explain yourself. They know everything before you even ask. And you are being downloaded with this love and your purpose and his plan for your life. Allow this to permeate you. Allow yourself to just be immersed in this greatness. You are worthy. Breathe. And this time, as you exhale, the light slowly lets you back down into what we call this realm of reality. But this time, when you come back, you're coming back with the knowledge that where you were in that light and love is where you belong. And you can have that peace of heaven with you every day, your workaday world, so that when things get so hard, all you have to do is remember to surround yourself with that light. That light protects you from every dagger. As the Bible says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Nothing that the outside world can do to you, God can just throw those daggers away from you. There's nothing that can penetrate that light and love. There's nothing that can separate you from your God, from your source, from yourself. You and your Father are one. If that knowledge doesn't fill your heart and make it expand to the point of overflowing, I don't know what will. Keep your connection. That is my dream, to have a connection that so deep, nothing can penetrate it, so that I can hear with the ear behind the ear when God speaks to me, see with the eye behind the eye that which he wants me to see, speak from my lips with power the words that I have stored from my heart with gratitude that I am rooted and grounded in his love. And being rooted and grounded, my feet carry me where he wants me to go. My hands do the work set before me each day with gratitude, love, and even awe that I'm so loved he wants me in his plan and his purpose, and that I can bring that joy to others. Live from that expanded experience. Live from that expanded heart. And until next time, this is Rev. Lydia saying, be blessed, live blessed, show your blessings.
and it got me so down. But I picked myself back up, and I started telling me, no, my God's not done making me a masterpiece. He's still working on me. He started something good.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.